שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר פסח עמוד 301, זוהר לעם.
Hi, we're reading from Zohar for everyone. We're reading Shemot, Exodus. You can ask questions on kab.tv and questions will be answered. All of the Zohar is really therefore to correct the separation between us, that we will again come back to the same system, the Adam Rishon, and we need to really describe to ourselves this structure. And with because of this this book, we are coming together. We're coming together into the same system, and then the Creator will be revealed between us. And then we will be giving him contentment. We're causing him contentment. These are the names from Shemot. Item 1. Now these are the names of the sons of Israel. And the wise will glow as the radiance of the firmament. The wise are those who gaze at the wisdom, who have attained wisdom, since wisdom is called the light of the eyes, and attaining is called looking. Why does it not say, will shine? It means that they shine and sparkle in the glow of the upper chokhmah, wisdom. They cannot attain the actual upper chokhmah, but only from Binah that returned to being Chokhmah, through her return to the Rosh of Aleph Rampin. This is considered only the glow of the upper Chokhmah, which is considered as mere glow, and not as the actual light of Chokhmah. This is why it is said, will glow, and not will shine. As the radiance means the illumination and sparkling of the river that stretches out of Eden, Binah, that emerged from Rosh Der Arich Ampin, which is Chokhmah, called Eden, who became Chokhmah when she returned to Rosh Der Arich Ampin. And the Chokhmah in her is considered as only the glow of the Chokhmah. This is why it is said about her as the radiance, as in effulgence. The firmament of the Masach of Tzimtzum Bet takes Binah out of the Rosh Da'arech Ampin through its ascent to her place. It also brings her back to Rosh Da'arech Ampin through his return below to the place of Malchut de Rosh Da'arech Ampin. Like the radiance of the firmament are the Kelim, the vessels, and the Mochin that appear through the firmament, since the stars are in it, meaning Garda Mochin, as well as the signs, which is Vakta Mochin, the sun, which is Arampin, and the moon, which is Nukva. And all these candles that shine are all the lights in Bia. Since all the lights in the four worlds are Bia, emerge on the Masach de Tzimtzum Bet, called firmament. And item 2. The glow of this firmament shines in its illumination on the garden Malchut. The tree of life, Tiferet, stands in the middle of the garden, in the middle line, with its branches, Sfirot, covering all the forms. Those are the souls and the trees, which are the ruachs and the perfumes, which are the souls in the garden in upright kelim, corrected in the three lines. And all the animals of the field, the outer angels, gather in its shade. And all the fowl of the sky, the inner angels, sit under its branches. 3. The glow of the fruits on the tree is the souls that are born from it. It gives life to all, and its existence is for all eternity. The other side of impurity is not present in it, since this Sitra Achra has no nourishment in the tree of life, which is Zarampin in Gadlut, but only the side of holiness. Happy are those who taste from it, for they live forever and ever, as it is written, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. They are called wise, and they are rewarded with life in this world and in the next world. Item 4. The glow of that tree, Zarampin, rises to Yeshsut. When it rises to Yeshsut, it rises above Abba V'Ima, which are Bina. His march is 500 parsas, which is a distance measurement, because he receives Chagatni Na from Bina, whose numerals are hundreds. However, she has no Yesod because Ima expands only through Hod. And when he rises to Abba Ima, where illumination of Attic shines, his expansion is 600,000, for Yesod spreads in him, and he receives Chagat Nehi from the illumination of Attic, whose digits are 100,000 each, hence he is 600,000. There is one illumination in that tree, Malchut in his Guf. All the colors, white, red, and green, which are lights of Chagat, are in her. These colors rise in direct light and descend in reflected light, and do not settle in any place except for that tree, for it is the middle line. Fine. When the lights come out of the tree to be seen inside the glow that does not shine, the general Malchut from Chazer HaRampin downward, who has zone within herself, which are the small zone, called Yaakov and Rachel, the lights intermittently settle and do not settle within her. They are present and absent because they settle nowhere except in that tree, which is from Chazer de Zarampin, upwards, and is called Israel. 12 tribes emerge from that tree. These are 12 lights, called 12 boundaries of the diagonal. They descended in this glow, which does not shine, into the exile in Egypt, in several high camps, as it is written, these are the names. It is obvious that the text begins with Israel in the verse, now these are the names of the sons of Israel, since the root of the lights of the 12 tribes come from the tree, which is called Israel, from Chazer de Zarampin upwards. Also, it concludes with Yaakov when it says, who come into Egypt with Yaakov, since they have shifted from being Israel into being Yaakov, or Jacob, from Chazer de Zarampin, and below, where the 12 lights of the tribes cannot settle. In the words, who come into Egypt, Mitzrayim is from the word Metzah, which means oppressing or pressing. This is why the Egyptians ruled over them.
Yeah, are there any questions? Or long ago they stopped asking? Yes.
How can you actually go through this period of actually wanting to give out a shout?
Then you cry out, but it depends on what you're crying out for. This is what you need to check. A baby also cries out. However, even those who are close to him don't really listen to his cries. It depends on what the cry is about. What is it for? How deep is it from the depth of the heart? And what precisely is it about? Is it related to the ten? Is it for connection, in order to discover in the connection the force of bestowal, in which, according to equivalence of form, the Creator will settle, will be revealed, in order to give him contentment by that? Is the inclination somehow in that direction? Otherwise, just a cry? It's like a cry in the desert. He's saying that the cry is in order to come out of the enslavement of the ego, to get out of freedom. Why? Because he feels pressure? If he just feels pressure, he can stay there. So it's an egoistic shout, because his ego feels under pressure. Well, that can wait. Yes? Continuing with 21, do not fight the bread of the evil eye, because the bread or the pleasure from that evil-eyed person is not worthwhile eating and enjoying from. If when they came out of Egypt, they had to come out of there. 22. A decree was decreed upon Israel to be in exile, and it had to exist, even though they did not eat their bread. That is true, since the exile in Egypt was not decreed precisely, because it doesn't say, for your seed will be foreigners in the land of Egypt. Rather, it says, in the land not their own. And it could even be in a different country. 23. One who has a soul who eats more than other people, or one who follows his belly, whose way is to fill up his stomachs with pleasures, if he meets that evil-eyed person, he should slaughter himself and not eat of his bread, because there is no evil bread in the world except for the bread of the evil-eyed. As it says, for the Egyptians will not be able to feed the Hebrews with bread, because that is an abomination for the Egyptians. This means that they could not see the Hebrew eat.
Rav, can I have a question about in this world?
Passover in this world? Well, go ahead and ask.
How bad is it not to clean the house?
Open up your mouth.
I haven't cleaned anything in the house. How bad is that? How?
What do you mean you didn't clean anything? You didn't, wipe the floor? Or what? You didn't iron the curtains? What is it that you did? What?
I don't know how to wash.
What is it you have? You have a laundromat? What's the problem? What do you mean to clean? Get out of your apartment. Everything that belongs to Hametz. Is that so much? Well, 50 years ago, there was no silver paper, aluminum paper. I don't remember that Rabash had it. They did it very simply. They just took out the chametz, the leavened bread, to some place. They shut it in. They didn't throw anything away, not even a slice of bread that they didn't throw it away. They just shut it in some closet, and that's it. And all the rest, they just cleaned it in a way that there won't be any breadcrumbs or. But other than that, nothing. What's the problem with that? Go to the supermarket, buy whatever you need usually. Today in the supermarket everything is kosher. It's not the way it used to be, that it was a problem. And you're all taken care of. What?
I live alone. I don't know how to do all those things.
Oh, come on. That's even better. What? What's with you?
It's very important to me, but I don't know. It didn't really didn't come out this time. It's important for me at the moment.
I do think it's important. So just go ahead and do it then. Let's not waste time. Israel, 32. Happy are Israel, that even though they were in the exile of Egypt, they were kept from all of those, from Nida, from the daughter of a foreign god, and from killing the children. And they tried in their actions in public to evoke multiplication. And even though there was a decree, as it says, that all the firstborn sons should be cast into the Nile, not one among them killed a fetus in a woman's belly, much less after it was born. By this, Israel were redeemed from exile. 33. In Egypt, they avoid menstruation. It is written, and he made the laver of brass and the base thereof of brass of the mirrors of the serving women. Why were the women rewarded with bringing the mirrors to the tabernacle? It was because they kept themselves in the exile of Egypt, where once they were purified from their impurity, they would come and adorn themselves and look in the mirror in their husbands, and evoke them for multiplication. Thus, they were avoided menstruation in the exile in Egypt. 34. And they avoided in Egypt the daughter of a foreign god from foreign women. As it is written, all the hosts of the Lord went out. It is written, the tribes of the Lord as a testimony unto Israel. They certainly have nothing of a mixture of a foreign nation. And it is written, these are the names of the sons of Israel, the tribes of the sons of Israel, and speak unto the sons of Israel. All this indicates that there was no mixture of foreign women in them. 35. But it is written, whose father was an Egyptian. He certainly was one, and the text makes him known. In Egypt, they were meticulous with keeping multiplication. As it is written, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly. Hence, in Egypt, Israel kept away from all of those, from menstruation, from the daughter of a foreign god, and from killing the sons. This is why the sons of Israel came to Egypt, and the sons of Israel came out to freedom. As it is written, these are the names of the sons of Israel who came into Egypt. Came in that they did not come to settle, but they came out by keeping these three things. Clearly, this is not about this world, it's about the spiritual world, where they were constantly keeping the intention to bestow as much as possible, as much as they could according to their degrees, their states, and this is called that they didn't mingle with the nations of the world, with the Egyptians, and they kept away from menstruation. In short, all the rules of the laws of purity, so that everything will be with the right intention. What do you want to ask?
Today in the lesson, you said and you emphasized that you need, at this beginning, to explain to the new people.
Not now, sorry. First of all, it was a general lesson, so in the next general lesson, you can ask about those things. Not now. Yes.
36. These are the names of the sons of Israel, means Israel Saba, who come into Egypt, means all those armies and camps of angels that were descending into exile with Jacob, as it is written, with Jacob. And why does it say, they came each man with his household? After all, there is no house in angels. But of course the angels came each with his household, because all who receive from another is considered a house to the giver. It turns out that each man with his household means giving and receiving, which applies to angels as well. 37. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord and the king's house, since he said, the house of the Lord, what is the king's house? And if you said that it was said the king's house for Solomon, it is not so. Rather, the house of the Lord is the temple, and the king's house is the holy of holies. 38. The house of the Lord is the temple, courts, chambers, the porch house, and the holy of holies, the temple, meaning Malchut, called the house of God. The king's house is the holy of holies, the innermost, Bina, who is called just king. Although this king is the high king, he is a nukva toward the uppermost concealed point, Chochmah. And even though she is Nukva, she is still a male with respect to the king below, Zerampin. This means that a higher degree is always considered a male with respect to the lower one, and the lower one is a female. And yet, with respect to the one below the lowest, even the lower one is considered a male. It is always like that, which is why everything is like that. Hence, it is written about the lower ones, the angels that came to Egypt with Jacob, They came each man with his household, even though there is no household in them. This is because man and his household are considered male and female, where each higher degree in them is considered a male with respect to the lower one, and each lower degree is considered a female with respect to the upper and a male with respect to her own lower one. 39. A locked garden is my sister. A locked garden is the assembly of Israel, the Nukva, as it is necessary to keep this garden, to hoe, to water, and to prune it. The assembly of Israel needs hoeing, keeping, watering, and pruning, meaning the righteous service of the Nukva. This is why she is called a garden. She is also called a vineyard, because as the vineyard requires hoeing, watering, and pruning, so do Israel, meaning the house of Israel, the Nukva, as it is written, "For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel." The wheels of the holy Merkava.
Fifty. Divinity went down to Egypt with Jacob, as it says, "I shall come down to Egypt with you." Divinity came down to Egypt with Jacob with 600,000 holy chariots with it. As it says, 600,000 the feet of the man. 600,000 holy chariots, Merkavot, came down to Egypt with Jacob, and they all rose from there when Israel came out of Egypt. It is written, "And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Sukkoth, about 600,000 men on foot." It did not say 600,000, but about 600,000. This implies that as 600,000 below came out, 600,000 holy Merkavot that were with them came out above. 51. When those holy Merkavot and holy camps came out, Israel saw and knew that they were detained from coming out because of them, because they were not coming out. And all of Israel's rush was for them, as it is written, "and could not delay." It should have said, "did not want to delay," but it says that they could not, because of the camps of angels for whom they were delayed. It is known that the sons of Israel in the text are all the sons of Israel of the firmament, the angels. It is written, "the sons of Israel who came into Egypt with Jacob." It did not say, "these are the names of the sons of Israel who came into Egypt with him," but "these are the names of the sons of Israel who came into Egypt with Jacob," which means the angels that came to Egypt first. And whom did they come with? Jacob.
52. When Jacob was saved from Laban and Jacob walked away, the angels of God met him. And when he went down to Egypt, the Creator said, "I will go down with you into Egypt." And if the Master went down, it is obvious that his servants will go down with him. As it is written, "Who come into Egypt with Yaakov?" And it does not say "with him." Here the sons of Israel are those who are actually called the sons of Israel, the tribes. 53. Come, behold the works of the Lord who has made desolations in the earth. Do not pronounce it Shamot, desolations, with a shin, with patach, but rather Shamot, names, with a shin and a tzera. As the Creator did in heaven, he did on earth. There are the holy names in the firmament, and there are the holy names on earth, meaning the names of the tribes. It is said about them, "these are the names of the sons of Israel." 54. On the day when Yaakov went down to Egypt, 600,000 high angels went down with him. As it is written, "Behold, it is the traveling couch of Solomon. 60 mighty men are around it. These are locks that are carved to receive a key. The keys turn in the place of the lock. The locks are on the seventh Sfira, Malchut, and they are carved in the sixth Sfira, Yesod. As it is written, 'Mighty men are around it.' Malchut has only Chagat Nehi. She ends in Yesod, called Miftecha, and she lacks the Malchut de Malchut. The locks, Malchut, which are carved according to the key, turn in the place of the key, Yesod. The essence of the lock is Malchut, which consists of seven Sfirot, Chagat Nehim. Thus, it should have said that Solomon's couch, which is Malchut, has 70 mighty men around it, which are seven Sfirot, each of which consists of 10. However, they end in Yesod, called Miftecha, and there is only Chagat Nehi in her, which are 6 Sfirot, each of which consists of 10, which are 60, as it is written, 60 mighty men around it, and not 70.
Do not forget about the intention.
55. The traveling couch, divinity is called a couch, of Solomon means of the king that Shalom, peace, wholeness is his, meaning Zerampin, middle line, which makes peace between right and left. 60 mighty men around it are 600,000 high angels that are from the army of divinity that descended to Egypt with Jacob. And the reason why they are 60 is that divinity is written with a miftecha. Of the mighty men of Israel means the upper Israel, Zerampin, to whom Gvura extends from him. As it is written, now these are the names of the sons of Israel. Each man came with his household, means they and their ways. This is so because his house means his costumes and his ways, since each angel has a specific act after which it is named. 56. If the people of the world knew Jacob's great honor when the Creator told him, I will go down with you into Egypt, they would lick the ground around his grave and for 3 parsas, which is approximately 8 miles away. It is written, and Moses went out to meet his father-in-law. They interpret that Aaron saw that Moses went out, and he went out with him, and Eleazar and the elderly presidents went out with him, and the heads of the fathers and the leaders of the people, and all of Israel went out with them. It turns out that all of Israel went out to meet Jethro, since who would see Moses going down and would not go out with him? And who would see Aaron and the presidents go out and would not go out? It turns out that everyone went out because of Moshe. And if this was because of Moshe, it was even more so for the Creator when he said, I will go down with you into Egypt, that the whole of the upper household would go down with him. In other words, he alone. And then these are the names of the sons of Israel, meaning the whole of the upper household, because it is written about Moshe, and Moshe went out, and all of Israel went out with him.
But not about yesterday, right?
What is the Bnei Baruch group that, because of this, the Pesach will be different for the people of Israel? What has the people of Israel received from our work at this Pesach?
I'm not heading the group. I am a teacher, that's true, but I'm not the head of the group. The head of the group is you when you gather together, and your unity, your unification, that's the head of the group. What is special about this Passover? That we have advanced and we're learning the whole of the Torah in an inner manner. All of the holidays already, we learn them this way, and each holiday we get deeper in, in the circle of the year. If you look at it, then each holiday gives us the possibility to go deeper in, into the meaning of the holidays, which all in all, these are not holidays as the people are used to thinking. Rather, this is our spiritual work. that we more and more get closer to each other until we establish between us such spiritual conditions that the Creator will be revealed. And the forms of connection, and accordingly the forms of the revelation of the Creator, that is called holy days. And this is how we conclude each and every degree. Therefore, it is called Chag, from the word Machog, or like the arm of the clock. And that's how it is, degree upon degree, all 125 degrees. How do we come out in haste? That is indeed a problem. We need to think about it. What does it mean to get out in haste? Well, we need to study this. We're going to study. That's better.
"57. It is written, I will go down with you into Egypt. When Yaakov went down to Egypt, as it is written, these are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt. They all went down to Egypt with Jacob. This means that all the Merkavot and armies went down to Egypt with Yaakov, and not only the Creator, as it is implied in the words, I will go down into Egypt with you. 58. Was he alone? It is written, the word of the Lord came expressly to Eskel. There are three issues here. 1. There is no divinity abroad, yet Ezekiel's prophecy was in the land of the Chaldeans. There was none so loyal as Moshe, as it is written, he is trusted in all my house, and Ezekiel revealed all the treasures of the king more than Moshe. 3. It seems as though he was not sure of himself, for if he was sure of himself, he would not reveal so much. 59. But of course he did not reveal more than he should have. Ezekiel was a complete prophet. He was complete in his reason and revealed all that he revealed with the Creator's permission. And it was necessary that he would reveal everything that he revealed. The Creator never left Israel in exile before he came to place his divinity with them. It is even more so with Yaakov, that when he went down to exile, the Creator and his divinity, and the upper holy ones and the Merkavot, all came down with Yaakov, as it is written, who came to Egypt with Yaakov. This settles the question that even though he said, I will go down into Egypt with you, it does not mean he alone, but rather his divinity and armies and Merkavot. This is the conduct of the Creator in all the exiles, as Ezekiel revealed in the exile in Babylon. 65. The Torah counted Jacob's sons first as 12 and then as 70. As it is written, all the souls of the house of Yaakov that came into Egypt were 70. What is the reason that there were 70 and not more? It corresponds to the 70 nations that are in the world, for they were one nation opposite all of them. 66. The illuminating keys are the mitigated malchut that ends in Yesod, which is called Miftacha. Their branches sit in their journeys. When they shine, join the journey of the three lines. Also, they are appointed over 70 nations that emerge from the 12 engravings and ties that surround in their journeys in the order of the three lines, which are equal to the four winds of the world, Chugtum. Even though their journeys are only on three lines, Chagat, they shine in four directions, which are Chagat and Malchut. And there are only three in each, which are the three lines, and 4 times 3 are 12. And since they shine in Malchut, too, they can rule over 70 nations. He set the borders of the peoples according to the number of the children of Israel. The number 12 in the children of Israel shines to the 70 nations. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, means that the three lines will shine in all four directions, chuktum, indicating that they exist for Israel, which are the 12 tribes. It does not say in the four, but as the four, since as the world cannot be without four directions, the world cannot be without Israel.
Okay, yes.
Rav, I have a question. What we're doing.
Well, it doesn't obligate anyone. I'm not pressuring you, and also Rabash was very much against it. That everybody should keep Pesach with such meticulousness, so strictly as Bala Sulam did. No, each one should do his own. Why am I saying it? Because it's so powerful. It really differentiates between the times, because at the end of Egypt, of Passover, we come out of Egypt, come out of this whole thing. What I want to ask is, during the time of Bala Sulam and Rabash, with you, was there also such, was it also so strict, so meticulousness? In terms of cleaning, keeping everything the way it is, I think you once told us that there are certain ways that it was even more than that, yes. But again, you have to understand it, that, let's say, I was preparing fish for him, even before Passover. It was also maybe even on the eve of Passover. It was Friday, like this time. That's, it seems to me this way, but maybe not. And a piece of the fish fell on the floor, and the floor is chametz. No. He says, you can just wash it under the running water and put it back in there. But how can that be? That's how it is before Passover, but only in Passover you have to be careful, you have to keep it. Before Passover it's not a problem. You have to wash it, you make sure it's clean, but there's no problem with it, because for sure he touched chametz, the respice, chametz, it's unleavened. But no, just wash it and that's it. All kinds of such things. I have these different recollections, and my wife also remembers some things that it seems to us that how can that be? But yes, so you have all kinds. Why am I asking? Because it seems to me that the people of Israel on the outside, and even us at home, it's very hard to be so strict. You really have to go and do all of these things. So is that how it should be? I don't know. I'm not going to check anyone. I'm not going to go and check anyone. But again, I'm saying, as much as people understand what it is, it becomes simpler for them. All of the burden in keeping these laws is that we are not so familiar with them. We don't know what they're about. We're not so used to them. But if somebody is used to it, there's no problem. So there's no problem then. What do you need? You need a plate. So you have a plastic plate, a plastic fork, you have that, right? And a plastic cup or an ordinary one. And to buy in the supermarket some, you know, a bag of food, you know, that's the whole of Passover. So it wasn't so simple back then. Yeah, it used to be harder back then. That's what I'm saying, that being meticulous, it's not that I need to go to the supermarket and buy a plate, right? It was a lot harder back then, that's true. Today you have everything. So, there's no need to be afraid, or don't need to make a big fuss about it. It's very simple. So, Where is he? Did he run away? Right. I also don't understand him. He doesn't intend to do anything. That's also wrong. At least try to resemble our teachers a little bit. That's what I'm talking about. Whatever the teacher does, you have to do it. That's it. So, throw away everything you have at home. Go to the supermarket and buy whatever you need, even though you can also get it here, and that's it.
So you don't need to be strict about cleaning?
No, you don't need to be strict about cleaning. Well, searching with the candle? What, he must have chametz there in every corner. No, you don't need to. He should throw whatever he sees. You have a lot of beer at home? Beer, pita bread. So, put that somewhere, and that's it. A week from now, you can take it back. Well, let's go.
Seventy-five, and a new king arose over Egypt. All the nations in the world and all the kings in the world were strengthened in their government only because of Israel. Egypt did not rule the whole world until Israel came and entered there in the exile. Then they overcame all the peoples in the world. Babel was stronger than all the peoples in the world only because of Israel. When they were in exile among them, Edom was stronger than all the people in the world only because of Israel, when they were in exile among them. Those peoples were in lowliness among the rest of the nations, and were lower than all of them, but grew strong because of Israel.
I'll tell you what you need to do. Constantly think that you, during this week, if you're touching chametz, it's like touching your evil inclination, that you need to chop it off, you need to abstain from it, to rise above it. That's it. What is chametz? It's the will to receive in order to receive. And this week, we have to truly cut it off away from us, to depart from it. So think each time, and you will see how much that will help. Yes?
76. Egyptians were lower than all the peoples. They were actually called slaves because the Egyptians were the lowest of all peoples. Babylonians were low, as it is written, below the land of the Chaldeans. This is the people that was not. 77. They all receive strength only because of Israel. Since when Israel are in exile with them, they immediately become stronger than all other nations in the world, since Israel alone are equal to all the nations in the world. When Israel went into the exile in Egypt, Egypt immediately rose, and their government strengthened above all the nations, as it is written, and a new king arose over Egypt. Arose means that they had rising, meaning that the angel appointed over the government of Egypt was strengthened and rose and was given strength and rule over all the appointees of all the other nations. In the beginning, that appointee above was given governance, and subsequently his people below. And because of that, the writing says, and a new king arose over Egypt. This was their appointee, who was new because until this day he had no governance over all the other nations, and now he was raised to rule over all the peoples in the world. And then the words, under three things the earth quakes, under a slave when he becomes king, come true since the Egyptians were slaves. 78. 30 days before strength comes to the people on the earth, or before a crisis comes to the people on the earth, this thing is declared in the world. At times it is given to a child, and at times to those people who are mindless. And sometimes it is given to the fowl, and they declare in the world that there is no one to heed them. When people are righteous, that thing is given to the heads of the righteous of the world, so they will alert the people and they will return to their master. But if the people are not righteous, it is as we said. 79.
Rabbi Elazar was sitting one day at the gate of the city Lod, and with him sat Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "In the morning, in the light of day, I saw one fowl, an angel, who was flying. He lifted itself up 3 times and then lowered itself down 1 time. And he would say, the upper ones, on that day the firmaments fly, that the degrees attain their gar by the flying of the firmament, as a tower flying in the air. There are 3 upstanding appointees that govern the land. One sits, but does not sit. He also wishes to stand, but not to sit. He was passed through a burning fire. His existence is taken away, and his governance is taken away. And 3 upper ruling pillars stand on the world. A fowl, an angel that serves for the zivug, the coupling of zon, as it says, the fowl of the heavens will lead the voice. And the level of the zivug that extends from zon on 3 lines called Hagat of Zeranpin, right? And also the nukva that receives this Hagat from Zeranpin in a zivug. But her own discernment, the left, whose way is to shine from above downwards, is darkness and it does not shine at all. Which is that the Nukva has nothing of her own, but only what her husband, Zeranpin, gives her. And it was said, in the morning, in the light of day, that the reception of the light from Zeranpin is called morning and the light of day, I saw a bird who was flying, meaning an angel that serves for the Zivug of Zon, who lifted itself up 3 times and lowered itself down 1 time. Which means that only the 3 lines of Zeranpin, Chagat, are those that shine in the illumination of Chokhmah, because Zeranpin is right. But the left line in the Nukva, whose way is to shine from above downwards, is low and it does not shine. And he would say, upper ones, on that day, in the light of Zeranpin called day, the firmaments fly. Since the firmaments reveal the illumination of Chokhmah through the flying in the air, and not in the Nukva, in the left. Therefore, 3 upstanding appointees rule the land. Only 3 appointees that are extended from Chagat. They govern the land. And one appointee who is extended from the essence of the Nukva, from the left, he has to sit down to diminish his level, as an allegory to a person who sits and diminishes 1/3 of his level, the Gao, so that he will not extend them from above downwards. And since he sits but does not sit, since he doesn't want to sit but rather to erect the level of his gar that extends from above downwards, that he also wishes to stand and not to sit. Therefore it is said that he was passed through a burning fire. And by that his existence was taken and his governance was passed away. And it follows that only 3 upper pillars stand upon the world, those that are drawn only from Chagat. 80. I threw a lump of dust on that bird, and I told it, "Bird, bird, do tell me, there are 3 appointees and one who was removed from his reign. Who are they?" It threw 3 arrows at me from the right wing, from Zeranpin, and one from the left, from Nukva, and I do not know what it implies. That is, I do not know the innovation it was trying to teach me.
81. He took those arrows and lowered them to his nostrils. Blood came out of his nostrils, implying dinim in red color. He said, there must be three rulers of peoples who are standing in the city of Rome in the land, since they extend from Chagat to Zarampin, and they are destined to declare bad decrees over Israel by the Romans. In other words, the flaw that Israel blemished in Chagat gave the Romans strength to destroy the temple and declare bad decrees. He took that arrow that the bird had thrown from the left wing and smelled it. Then black fire came out of it, which is the color of the left, designated to Nukvah, and is not included in the three colors of the rainbow, white, red, and green, which come from the three lines, Chagat, and there is no black in them. He said that they revoked the government of the Egyptians, who extend the light of the left from above downwards, and that a Roman king would traverse the whole of the land of Egypt and appoint ministers and warmongers in Egypt. Also, he will destroy buildings that were built and extended from the left side, and build the ruins that were ruined because they were from the right, for which the Egyptians have no desire. He threw those arrows to the ground, meaning extended their illumination from above downwards. The three arrows fell on the one that was on the left side. The one that was on the left side was burned, and the three arrows on the right side persisted. This is so because the illumination of the right can be extended from above downwards, and he did that so they would realize the truthfulness of the intimations of the bird. 82. While they were seated, a child passed through and was calling the vision of Egypt. Behold, the Lord is riding on a swift cloud and is about to come to Egypt. His second friend passed by and said, but the land of Egypt shall be desolate. His third friend passed by and said, the wisdom of Egypt shall perish. They saw that the arrow from the left wing was burnt, and the three other arrows that were on it were not burnt. 83. That arrow of the bird and that of the children are all one thing. In their verses, the children, too, were saying that Egypt, the left line that shines from above downwards, is destined to be desolate and lost. It is all high prophecy that was given to birds and to children, and the Creator wished to show us those high secrets that He does. Hence, He sent them to us, as it is written, for the Lord God will do nothing, but He reveals His counsel unto His servants, the prophets. 84. Sages are more important than prophets at any time, since prophets are sometimes imbued with the spirit of holiness and sometimes not. But the spirit of holiness is not removed from sages for even a moment. They know what is above and below, and do not need to reveal. Everything is wisdom, and the wisdom of Rabbi Eleazar is higher than everyone else's. Were it not for sages, people would not know what is Torah and what are the mitzvot of the Creator, and there would be no difference between man's spirit and the spirit of a beast. 85. When the Creator executes din, or judgment, on a people, he first executes it with the appointee that is appointed over them above, as it is written, the Lord will punish the host of the high heaven on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. The host of the high heaven, first, meaning the appointed angel, and then the kings of the earth. 86. By which din was the appointee above sentenced? He is taken through the river of fire, which extends and comes out from before the Lord, and then his rule is revoked. And it is immediately declared in the firmament, the rule of appointee so-and-so has been removed from him, until that voice reaches all the firmaments, and until it reaches those who rule in this world, who are dependent upon that appointee. Then that voice comes out and declares throughout the world until it reaches birds and children and the most foolish of people who do not know what they are saying. 87. And a new king arose. A new king means really new. He innovated decrees that no other king had innovated previously. It is written, who did not know Yosef, meaning he did not know all that good that Yosef had done in the land of Egypt. As it is written, and Yosef brought all the money into Pharaoh's house, and he revived them in the years of the famine. He did not remember all that and pretended not to know all that. 88. And a new king arose over Egypt. He rose by himself. Those who were low rose to rule, even though he was not worthy of kingship, but rose by the power of wealth. Everything is so, like Achashverosh, who was not worthy of kingship, but rose to rule by himself, and rose by the power of wealth, and wished to destroy Israel. It is the same with Pharaoh here. He was not worthy of being a king, but he rose to reign by himself and wished to destroy Israel from the world, as it is written, and he said unto his people, and when a king rises below, meaning the appointed angel, a king rises below.